I want to wish everybody a good Chodesh, and it's appropriate that we're celebrating Rosh Chodesh today because we're also celebrating the beginning of a new Zman at Yeshiva. And a new Zman at Yeshiva means that we have to revitalize our efforts and our intentions at being vigilant in our learning of Torah in the Beis Medrash, in the Yeshiva, and keeping our Siddurim strong and keeping our learning strong during this entire Zman. We read this morning in the Kriya Satorah, we read about the Korbanos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, but the introduction, before we get to the Korbanos of Rosh Chodesh, we read about the Korbanos that are brought every single day. And what we read every single day is Esakeres Echot HaSev HaBoker, Esakeres HaShenit HaSev Ben HaBoyim. That there's a korban that's brought every single morning. We bring a keves, which is the korban tamid in the morning, and another keves, which is the korban tamid in the afternoon. So the Brisker Rav points out that there's a discrepancy in the description in Parashas Pinchas of the bringing of the korban tamid of the morning from the way it's described in Parashas Tetzaveh, which is the instruction of how to originally bring the Korban Tamid when the Mizbeach was originally consecrated. And there it says in Parashas Tetzaveh, not Esakeres Echad, but Esakeres Ha'echad. Why does it say Esakeres Ha'echad? So the Brisker Rav says that Ha'echad means that it is a very specific Korban that must be brought as a sine qua non. That one cannot get away somehow without bringing this Korban. And this is a reference to the Gemara Menachas Daf Nun, which says that when the Mizbeach is Nischanech, when the Mizbeach is first consecrated, if the Korban Tamid is not brought in the morning of that day, then one does not have the ability to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben HaAbayim, to bring the Korban in the afternoon. However, says the Gemara, this is only applicable when one has to consecrate the Mizbeach. Once the Mizbeach has been consecrated, so then there's more latitude. Then we have the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, it's Hakeres Echad. Then it's just an Echad, it's not a Rishon, it's one Korban. If you didn't happen to bring the one Korban in the morning, then you could still bring the Korban Bein HaAbayim. So what's the difference then between the Halacha with respect to the day in which the Mizbeach is consecrated and all subsequent days when the Korbanos are brought, that even though one should have brought it in the morning, if something happened and it wasn't able to be done, you could still bring the Korban Tamid Shel Ben HaAbayim. This is a very nice explanation, if I can quote from, I originally heard this on a tape. I used to listen to Parsha tapes when I would drive up to law school from Rabbi Friend. So I heard this from Rabbi Friend, and I found it, and he quotes the name of a sefer called Shemin HaTov, that we have to distinguish between when you begin something. If you're beginning something at the beginning of an enterprise, if it's not done exactly right, with all the details and all the specifications and all of the minutia of how something is ideally supposed to be done, then that will have, chas v'shalom, a lasting effect in terms of how the matter is going to be performed forever after. And therefore, when one begins a mitzvah, it has to be done in the most perfect, precise possible fashion, in order that afterwards, even when things are not able to be so perfectly precise, it will have a kiyum, and one will be able to do it with regularity, one will be able to do it with zeal, one will be able to do it properly. But if on the very first day, at the very beginning, when one begins a mitzvah undertaking, one begins a new zman of learning, it's not done with the requisite zeal, it's not done with showing up on time, it's not done with the requisite hasmada, then afterwards, when things happen and occur and there are difficulties, one doesn't stand a chance. That is absolutely essential that the beginnings, the hatchalot, be done with perfection. We have to follow the same model as we embark upon a new Zman, to make sure that we're mechazik ourselves at the very beginning of the Zman, with our Shmira Siddurim, with our Hasmada, with morning Seder, with night Seder, with our attendance of Shiat Shiurim, with the extent in which we learn and the extent in which we make sure to concentrate on every single second of time to learn to the fullest with the ultimate hasmada possible, in order that there should be a kiyum, in order that there should be a bracha, that there should be a success for the rest of the semester. But I'll add one very interesting footnote to this discussion, which is that there's a medrash which is not found anywhere, that's easy to access, but that's quoted by the Ein Yaakov in his Hakdama. The Ein Yaakov quotes a medrash in his Hakdama about what pasuk in the Torah really summarizes the entire perspective of humanity towards the performance of mitzvahs. What is really the exemplification of a Torah outlook? And there are different tanaim that are quoted, the famous shitos that can't be found elsewhere of Rabbi Akiva and Ben Zoma about what's klal gadol shebetova, what it's behaftu reyach kamocha, says Sefer Toldos Adam. But here he quotes as being the authoritative answer to that question, the shita of Shimon ben Pazi. Shimon ben Pazi says, you know what pasuk exemplifies our attitude towards Torah? That's the pasuk that we read this morning of Esakeres Echod. The pasuk that talks about the everyday bringing of the korbanos. This is not the pasuk that appears in Parshas Tetzaveh about how the first day you bring the korban it has to be esakeres ha'echad. This is the regular pasuk we read this morning, esakeres echad. This is the regular day-to-day performance of the korban tamid. And what we can derive from this, many contemporary Mefarshim explain, is that this fundamental notion of making sure every single day to have the same zeal, to have the same constancy, to have the same ritzifus, to have the same attention that you bring to the first day of learning, this is truly what exemplifies what it means to be a Ben Torah. What it means to be a Ben Torah is to set the right precedent, the right example when you start out, but then to keep that every single day, to have that constancy, to understand that the beauty of learning with Asmada, with learning, with being fully immersed in one's Torah study, despite everything that's going on around you, classes and finals and current events and dating and who knows what other people have going on in their lives, family issues, to be able to have that same focus, that same concentration, that same attention every single day, not only the first day, but the entire Zman, this is what represents the exemplification of the Torah. I'll leave with one last thought, and that is, you'll find quoted in the name of a palm, I saw this in a few years ago, in the Sefer Torah Vadas al HaTorah, he quotes his Rebbe, Matis Blum quotes his Rebbe, Rav Palm, Zatzal focused on what is the reason that the first mitzvah in the Torah, which we read about this coming Shabbos, was HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem. The first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, as Rashi says. First mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael was the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, which we're celebrating today. What is the special lesson that Rosh Chodesh teaches us? And the special lesson, he said, that Rosh Chodesh teaches us is that it's all about how we are Mekadesh HaWizman. We celebrate the fact we can be Mekadesh Chodashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to sanctify the new moon, that this is up to us. And this was one of the cornerstones of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that our Zman is not handled or managed by others. It's not based on what Paro is going to tell us to do with our Zman. Our Zman is in our own hands. This is the blessing of the Torah, that we have the ability to be Mekadesh ourselves with our Zman. In every single moment, every single second of time, of Zman that we have been given, is an opportunity for us to grow in our Torah, to grow in our Yiras Shemayim, to grow in our Yiddishkeit, to become a bigger and greater Ben Torah V'Yeshiva, that we can use those moments either to grow and to perform mitzvos, or chas v'shalom, to waste time and to find excuses not to learn, not to do mitzvos, not to grow in Torah, to say, today I'm sleepy, I'm tired, I have a test, whatever else. We have this tremendous gift, this matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Zman. Don't be fooled into thinking the Zman belongs to somebody else. The Zman belongs to some program, to some test, to some situation. The Zman belongs to you. The Zman belongs to each and every one of us. We can be masters over our Zman, confine ourselves, put ourselves at Minyan every single morning, in the Beis Medrash, 9 o'clock every single morning, in Shir every single day, at night Seder every single day, and to sit there and to learn and to succeed and to be more and more Matzliach every single day with the same constancy in May and June that you should have today and last week and this coming week, with the same zeal, the same enthusiasm, the same hislavus. I give you all a bracha that you should all be matzliach. We should all exemplify sakeres echart haseber b'vaboker ve'sakeres hashanita hashanita haseber habayim. We should be able to bring every single day the tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel ben habayim, be mekadesh shem shemayim.